www.harunyahya.com www.harunyaha.com Allah is one. Christians must avoid a confused conception of religion through belief in the Trinity. We beg our Lord's forgiveness for all statements in which Christians' erroneous perspectives are set out and which are incompatible with total respect. Some Christians, influenced by conditioning and misdirection that has been going on for centuries, are tightly devoted to the error of the Trinity. Instead of saying, Allah is one, they abandon the monotheistic belief that represents the foundation of the law of the prophets Moses, peace be upon them both. Because of this mistaken belief, they began regarding the prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, as a divine, at least in their own eyes. Surely Allah is beyond that, and thus fell into a grave and serious error. It is essential for sincere Christians who believe and trust in Allah to urgently abandon this grave error. Almighty Allah reveals in the Quran that because of this devising, this monstrous thing, the claim that is being made, the heavens will be rent apart, the earth will be split open, and the mountains will come crashing down. They say, the All-Merciful has a son. They have devised a monstrous thing. The heavens are all but rent apart, and the earth split open, and the mountains brought crashing down, at their ascription of a son to the All-Merciful. It is not fitting for the All-Merciful to have a son. There is no one in the heavens and earth who will not come to the All-Merciful as a servant. Surah Maryam 88-93. Sincere Christians must put an end to this confusion. The passages in the Gospel about the oneness of Allah are explicit. Our Almighty Lord reveals in the Gospel, as in the Quran and the Torah, that He is the one and only Lord. Again, in the Gospel, it is explicitly stated that the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, was only a servant, and that he had human characteristics, that he ate, slept, felt tired, and rested, prayed to Allah. The error of the Trinity, which various forces deliberately added onto Christianity at a later date, is unacceptable to all three divine religions. All sincere Christians capable of properly appreciating Almighty Allah and of correctly understanding the essence of the Gospel and its message can clearly see that the belief in the Trinity is a grave error, that is a most dishonest account of the true situation, and that our Almighty Lord is unfettered by any such description. Because of this insincere outlook, the simple, accessible, clear, and immaculate faith that Allah created has been made confused and incomprehensible. Instead of direct worship of Allah, various supposed intermediaries and saviors that allegedly established contact with Allah have been produced through the belief in the Trinity. Because of these confused and incomprehensible accounts at the basis of the Trinity error, the Christians in question espouse the existence of an Allah who is incomprehensible and ineffable. Surely Allah is beyond that, but fail to understand the kind of creator they worship, and are unable to produce any satisfactory explanations. They claim to believe in one Allah, but they actually adopt three deities by way of forced interpretations. Surely Allah is beyond that. But even these forced accounts and interpretations are sufficient to show how wrong the idea of the Trinity is. Almighty Allah never created such a confused and impenetrable faith. That is not what Allah wants from those with unsullied faith. To use intermediaries to establish contact with Allah, to maintain that contact with Allah cannot be established so long as the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, is not its instrument, and to seek to portray Allah as having weaknesses, surely Allah is beyond that, are all equivalent to denying Allah. This is not the religious of understanding Allah desires for His servants. True Christians must be very careful over this matter. All entities are manifestations of Almighty Allah, and Allah pervades and enfolds all things. The Christians in question generally misunderstand the subject of manifestation. For that reason, the matter needs to be set out in some detail, All entities are separate manifestations of our Almighty Lord. It is a serious error to think of anything as independent of Allah. Surely Allah is beyond that, as that means to fail to appreciate the might, power, and greatness of Allah. Almighty Allah is infinite. To maintain that there are entities outside Allah, the infinitely great and mighty, means to reject the infinite nature of Allah, and thus to fail to appreciate Him properly. Some Christians regard only the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, as a manifestation of Allah and say it is disrespectful to speak of other entities as manifestations of Allah, which is equivalent to misunderstanding Him. But this is a deception. It is another of those misinterpretations added onto Christianity, only later to supposedly reinforce their belief in the Trinity and make religion a complicated matter. Infinity is an attribute of Almighty Allah, and everything that exists is created as a manifestation, an image of Almighty Allah's infinite existence. Thanks to this misinterpretation, the Christians in question think that manifestation is the same as the person of Allah. That is why they speak of the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, as a manifestation, in other words, attributing divinity to him. Surely Allah is beyond that. This is again a failure to appreciate the greatness and might of Allah. Almighty Allah is unfettered by time and space. The personage of Allah is totally different. Manifestations are merely images of Allah. They are not His Almighty person themselves. Our Almighty Lord is not separate from His creations. All entities, everything in the universe, great or small, are images of Allah. Human beings can never see Almighty Allah's personage, but they are in constant contact with His manifestations. They are themselves manifestations of Him. Therefore, like all other entities, the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, is a manifestation of our Almighty Lord. This does not mean, as the Christians in question imagine, that Allah is incarnated in the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. Surely Allah is beyond that. Like all other entities that are manifestations of Allah, the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, is an image of Allah. That is what manifestation means. The Christians in question interpret the Prophet Jesus' peace be upon him statements along these lines, without taking this hidden aspect into account. Yet when they look in a careful and rational manner, one compatible with Allah's creation, they will see that in these passages, the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, is saying that he, like all other entities, is a manifestation of Allah. Other passages from the Gospel also say that all human beings and all entities in existence are manifestations of Allah. Some of these read as follows. On arriving there, they gathered the church together and reported all that God had done through them and how He had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. Acts 14:27. When they came to Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church and the apostles and elders, to whom they reported everything God had done through them. Acts 15:4. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. Colossians 1:17. Unlike the beliefs of the Christians in question, to see and accept that all entities are manifestations of Allah means to praise and properly appreciate Allah's infinite and almighty existence. It means to understand that Allah enfolds all things in all places, and that nothing is at a distance from Him, and that He is the Lord of the earth and sky and all the worlds. It means to be able to appreciate the might, power, greatness, and infinite nature of Almighty Allah, He who is infinitely mighty and great and omniscient. That is praising Allah. The statements made by the Christians in question contain serious errors. In one verse of the Quran, Allah says, Allah, there is no God but Him, the living, the self-sustaining. He is not subject to drowsiness or sleep. Everything in the heavens and the earth belongs to Him. Who can intercede with Him except by His permission? He knows what is before them and what is behind them, but they cannot grasp any of His knowledge save what He wills. His footstool encompasses the heavens and the earth, and their preservation does not tire Him. He is the Most High, the Magnificent. Surat Al-Baqarah 255. Allah is everywhere and sees and hears all moments. Christians caught up in the error of the Trinity should think more rationally and deeply about the almighty existence of Allah and His title of Lord, because the Christians in question are making a grave error in thinking that Allah is in the sky far from them and independent of what they do. Surely Allah is beyond that. That is the main reason why they use intermediaries to worship or pray to Allah. Think that our Lord does not hear their prayers, Allah is beyond that, and fail to grasp the concept of the manifestation of Allah. The fact is that Allah is everywhere. The might of our Lord enfolds all places. Allah possesses the knowledge of everything in the skies, on earth, in space, underground, and in between the clouds, and He knows about all places. Almighty Allah reminds His servants that He is closer to them than their own jugular veins. We created man and we know what his own self whispers to him. We are nearer to him than his jugular vein. Surat Kaf 16. Since everything is a manifestation of Allah, all eyes belong to him. He hears everything at every moment and knows what people imagine they keep hidden. Nobody has the power to do anything without Allah's knowledge. In one verse of the Quran, Almighty Allah says, "So wait steadfastly for the judgment of your Lord. You are certainly before our eyes. And glorify and praise your Lord when you get up." Surat At-Tur 48. There is no need for intermediaries to pray to Almighty Allah and call upon Him. Allah is He who knows what a person desires, all the desires He keeps in his heart, what people keep hidden, the most secret things of all, everything in the heavens and everything on the earth, and everything in between them, and everything under the ground belongs to Him. Though you speak out loud, He knows your secrets and what is even more concealed. Surat Taha 6 and 7. People do not have the strength to see and understand the person of Almighty Allah. But Allah comprehends all eyes. He sees and hears all things. And everything happens within His knowledge. He is the fourth of three people. Surat Al-Mujadala 7. And not a leaf falls without His knowledge. Surat Al-An'am 58. Almighty Allah says, He is the all-penetrating. Eyesight cannot perceive Him, but He perceives eyesight, the all-aware. Surat Al-An'am 103. True Christians should not think that Allah is far from them. When those Christians who subscribe to the error of the Trinity fully realize that Allah is with them at all moments and in all places, that Allah sees and hears them everywhere, and that Allah is closer to them than their own jugular veins, they will also realize that they have fallen into a grave error. Allah is not far removed from them. Allah is not an entity who is to be reached through intermediaries. Allah is everywhere. Nothing is hidden from Him. True Christians must evaluate the passages from the Gospel from that perspective. They must bear in mind that Allah's words may have profound meanings and interpret these with all their mysteries. They must realize that Allah sees them at every moment and is with them at every moment, and that Almighty Allah's person pervades all places. They must therefore understand that Allah has not created a confused and incomprehensible religion for them. Allah is one. He hears all calls. His might is very great. It is a huge error to ascribe divinity to a human being, a manifestation of Allah. This, as revealed in the Quran, is an impudence so great as to bring mountains crashing down. Sincere Christians must be aware of this mistaken attitude they have adopted and abandon these superstitious beliefs and genuinely turn to the one Allah. Allah is He who forgives those who realize and repent their errors, and who covers up their sins.